One concept to keep in mind as we talk about hunter-gatherers is that even though they are somewhat nomadic, they do create long-term camps. So it's not as if groups of individuals were constantly on the move, staying overnight in one camp or maybe for a week or so. There's definitely evidence for seasonal camps. So a group could stay in one particular region that was especially fruitful for a summer and then move somewhere perhaps warmer with even more access to the goods that they needed in the winter. Another popular misconception is that hunter-gatherers did not cultivate any sort of agriculture, and this isn't true either. Even though we discussed the fact that large-scale agriculture in Mesopotamia required the use of irrigation canals and so needed big communities to really take advantage of the fertile soil, small-scale farming for a family could be supported with rainfall, even in southern Mesopotamia. And so if you keep in mind that the hunter-gatherer communities were much smaller, then you would be able to provide enough food and even grow enough food over the course of a season, a spring or summer, to keep you and those with you very well supplied. All of this seems great. Why change? Why settle down? There are certainly drawbacks to a settled life. Agriculture, although we are certainly very dependent on it now, is not necessarily a more dependable method of collecting food. Think of all the stories. We all know farmers. We think of the stories of weather, drought, floods, etc., that threaten a harvest. So agriculture doesn't necessarily provide you with a more dependable source of food. It also requires, again, if you know any farmers, a lot more time and labor to produce a harvest rather than traveling to an area that might have wild wheat and barley that you could simply collect. Agriculture also requires that once you start harvesting your goods, that you need to store them. And so, again, in contrast to the hunter-gatherer groups, which consume the food that they collect, or maybe only have to store it for a couple of days, agricultural communities need to provide much more permanent storage locations for the food that they are producing. So that in itself requires more work. This was certainly what started the production of pottery, which is a more permanent, heavier material that is used to store food for a long-term basis. You don't want to be carrying it over your shoulder as you're crossing the steppe. All of this makes us wonder, why bother? And in fact, it certainly would have been a hard life for those early groups that settled down and went through the long process of domesticating grain, domesticating animals to ensure that they would have enough food to survive and that this would be produced on a more reliable basis. And really, one of the key reasons that we think that settled life began is that the health benefits, especially in the area of infant mortality, were essential. A group that is on the move has a much higher rate of infant mortality than those that are settled. And so as more children were being produced, there was a desire to ensure their safety and to create an environment that was stable for them. Even here, though, there's a drawback, because in a settled community, disease can travel much more quickly between groups that are living together in a village or a city, so a plague can be quite devastating. And again, if you are a group that moves, you can move away from the sick individuals and often preserve yourself. A few critical evolutionary developments seem to have been necessary before humans tackled this new world of agriculture and a settled life. Language was certainly a vital tool for the early experiments in agriculture and domesticating plants and animals. So a way to communicate the experience that you have had or that you might get from someone that you encounter would be essential to helping foster and encourage this way of life.